I'm Paul John Spaulding, GM of production at Cybercrime Magazine. Welcome to the Cybercrime Magazine Update. I'm joined by Steve Morgan, founder of Cybersecurity Ventures and editor-in-chief of Cybercrime Magazine. Steve, thank you so much for joining.
Great to be here, Paul.
Well, I'm excited to share that we are expanding two of our popular podcast series. One of them is Cyber Grimes. That's with host Roger Grimes, and he's from KnowBefore. And that will become a weekly series over the next year. And I also want to share about the CISO 500 with our host, Dr. J, the deputy CSO at MasterCard. That'll jump to 2 times per month over the next year. So, Steve, starting with Cyber Grimes, and I feel like we've talked about this before. I don't know if it was on the podcast or not, but we have to touch upon the origin of the name. Cyber Grimes, did you come up with it? Did Roger come up with it? How did that come about?
I came up with it, and I asked his permission. And, you know, one day I was actually listening to him on one of the podcast interviews, and, you know, we cover cybercrime, and there he is. And he's really one of the best in the business all the way around. I mean, he's a great writer. He's been writing for years. And that's how I originally know Roger. And he's become a media personality for KnowBefore. He does a great job because he's so authentic. He really knows this stuff cold. And so I'm listening to him, and I just blurted out, Cyber Grimes, it rhymes with cybercrime. And I said, hey, Roger, you know, can we call you Cyber Grimes? And he said, yes. He has no ego. He's very humble. So it's not something he would have thought of himself.
Well, he's certainly an expert. And, you know, I just want to touch upon the series as a whole. What Roger's knowledge is broad. He can pretty much, at least from all the podcasts I've heard of him, he can talk about any topic there is. But what is the series about, Cyber Grimes?
So it mainly has to do with protecting consumers, protecting small businesses, protecting companies of all sizes from phishing attacks and other ishing attacks, i.e. smishing and, you know, everything else that's coming at people and companies these days. You know, we ask Roger what companies can do, what people can do to protect themselves. And, you know, we cover some, you know, items in the news. We ask him about, you know, ransomware attacks and, you know, a variety of other attacks. And, you know, he offers some commentary and advice.
You know, speaking about the content and now that we're kind of getting a picture of Roger a little bit, I always hear him having a lot of fun with Hillary, who's our host on the podcast. But, you know, we increased the amount of episodes for a reason. I mean, I know behind the scenes here, we were sitting around like we need more of Roger, but was there something more specific that was like, man, we got to just go out and get Roger to do something weekly for us?
Well, you know what? We talk to a lot of people because the podcast is very popular. We get lots of emails from people. And, you know, we realized that Roger is one of those people. It's almost like watching somebody on TV or listening to somebody on the radio where you don't want it to end.
Yeah. Yeah.
And with a lot of content, you know, especially with podcasts, people look at it and, you know, they want it to be shorter. Gee, I don't know if I want to spend the time listening to this. So we try to start out, you know, short. You know, could it be just a couple of minutes, a few minutes? People look at it, okay, this is only going to be 2 or 3 minutes. I'll listen. Now that people are familiar with Roger, they want more. They listen to him. Roger, you know, you get him going and, you know, you're really, really going to learn a lot. He doesn't waste any time. You know, it's all very, very valuable content. And I think it's because he just really, really wants to help people and he takes it personally. So we decided to go back and ask if he could, you know, spare the time and spend more time with us and do it more frequently. And he said that he would.
Well, one of the things I noticed is, and, you know, I would like to say he's passionate about cybersecurity, of course. But also, you know, he's speaking about a topic and you're right. He's not wasting any time. He's certainly not wasting your time as a listener, nor his as being on the podcast. He's condensing an incredible amount of information into everything. I mean, everything is just jam packed. You could spend a while picking everything apart. So, you know, it's great to have him on.
Yeah. I mean, if somebody said to me, I really, really want to learn a lot about cybersecurity. I want to be a student of cyber. I want to, you know, learn as much as I possibly can. You know, one of the things I tell them to do is, you know, listen to Roger. And I say that because I used to tell people to read what he wrote.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, do you think Roger speaks a lot about, you know, he can break things down on any level. He can go all the way to the super tech level and then all the way back down to maybe someone just starting, as you're mentioning, someone who wants to start learning about cyber. You know, where do we hope, you know, Cyber Grimes lands? Is it a little bit of both? Is it a little bit more general audience? What is the, you know, where do we classify Cyber Grimes?
You know, that's a good question. He's going to continue to educate people around phishing attacks, around the things that are happening every day, and right. that are the most popular types of attacks. That's what we originally asked him to do. It's really important, but now we want to poke him and we want to ask him about, you know, other things that we're seeing in the media every day, things that expand outside of, just those, you know, phishing attacks and related, types of attacks.
Yeah, definitely. Well, listen, Steve, I want to talk about the CISO 500, and we have a wonderful host for that as well, Dr. J, who, as I mentioned earlier, she's the deputy CSO at MasterCard. And what I like about her as well, she's interviewing another CISO, as the, you know, CISO 500 name implies. And she really kind of brings out a lot of their personality, whether she's just asking. And of course, you know, Dr. J has all the knowledge too, so she can jump right in with them and bring it on any level. So, but just before we go any further, sum up the series for our listeners. What is it ultimately about?
Well, the series is appropriately named the CISO 500, and it's all about chief information security officers at Fortune 500 companies, America's largest companies. Who is running security at our nation's biggest companies? You know, who are these people? Who are the CISOs? We want an inside look. How did they get into these positions? What's required to actually be a CISO? What is it that they're really most concerned with? How has COVID-19 affected their role?
Definitely. Well, listen, we've interviewed a lot of CISOs over the years. Do you have any notable highlights? Any statements that anyone said, man, I gotta, you know, write that down somewhere or put it on a t-shirt or something? I mean, has there been any notable moments for you in our all of our CISO interviews over the past few years?
You know, I'll start with Dr. J, and maybe it's why she's our host. She's one of the first CISOs we interviewed. We've, you know, since interviewed her quite a number of times. But we did a series, if anybody wants to look it up. It was a great series, AskTheCISO.com. We had 25 CISOs, and she was the first. Dr. J was the CISO at Xerox at the time. Mm-hmm. Now she's the deputy CSO at MasterCard and has, you know, huge responsibilities there. And I remember her saying at the very end of that interview that she loves cybersecurity. And she really means it. She loves this field. She loves what cybersecurity is and is supposed to be. She has so much passion. And it made her a natural as our CISO ambassador. That's an official role we've bestowed upon her. And mm-hmm. she interfaces with a lot of CISOs and disseminates a lot of information, gives us great feedback. And we're just so lucky to have her as the host. She does a great job. She's very passionate about it. But I always remember her saying that.
You know, I think that's a key point for both of these series. Roger Grimes doing Cyber Grimes, Dr. J doing the CISO 500. Is they're both very passionate about it. They're going to dive right into the topics. They're going to help whoever's listening understand exactly what's going on and really get a deeper look, because they have both the knowledge and the personality to just have a wonderful podcast, honestly.
Yeah, well, you know, Dr. J has such a great personality, and she's able to get personal with people. You know, these CISOs aren't just CISOs. They're people. True. You know, they have hobbies, they have passions, they have outside interests, and it's great to hear about that. You know, I remember when we did that first Ask the CISO series, which ultimately led up to what we're doing now. And Adam Fletcher, who is a CISO, you probably remember, Paul.
Yeah, well, he was at Blackstone at the time that we interviewed him, yeah.
Right. I don't know if he's since moved on or if he's still the CISO there, but what I do remember is he's a barista. And yeah. And it was fascinating, you know, to listen to him. And Jason Witte, who is the CISO at U.S. Bancorp when we interviewed him, and now he's the CISO at J.P. Morgan Chase, he's a black belt in jiu-jitsu. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you have to have a certain personality to tease some information out. I'm giving you, you know, some older interview material. I don't want to steal Dr. J's thunder, but if you listen to, you know, the new interviews, they're fantastic, and she learns a lot about people in the process.
Yeah, absolutely. I actually, it's funny you mentioned that, because I actually jotted down Adam Fletcher as well. I just remember him talking about coffee, which is when you're passionate about cyber, you can be passionate about lots of other topics too, is I think the point of a lot of these interviews.
Absolutely. And Dr. J's fascinating, you know, to know her is to love her. When you look at her background, her mother was a mathematician. She is a cryptologic engineer and so many other things. She's also a mom of a lot of kids. I'm not going to tell you how many. I want you to go and listen to the podcast when we interviewed her, and she's going to be in a documentary, and so you'll have to go there to find out. Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's a lot to Dr. J, you know, who she is, her moniker, Dr. J, where did that come from? Same thing. You have to go out and listen to some of the material and follow her, and then you'll find out.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Steve, I hope our listeners are looking forward to hearing more from both of those series. So thank you for talking a little bit about them with us today.
Thank you.
I'm Paul John Spaulding, GM of production at Cybercrime Magazine. Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Cybercrime Magazine Update. To follow us on the radio, head over to cybercrime.radio.